This year marks the 200th anniversary of the Lewis and Clark expeditions. We wondered who lives and works along the trail now, from the northwest coast to the mouth of the Missouri.
One, two, three.
Producer Barrett Golding bicycled the entire Lewis and Clark Trail and sent us a series of audio postcards.
Another rewind for Clint Pinkerton.
Like this one from eastern Montana along the Yellowstone River, where each year the town of Miles City hosts the famous Bucking Horse Sale, where broncs and bulls are rode and sold. It's a rodeo, an auction, and for people like Doug Davis of Hot Springs, Montana, a way of life.
Oh, yeah, I rodeo, bud. Bronc rider, bull rider. Rode bulls last night, and riding two broncs today, and just having a good old time. Brought my 10-year-old son. I said, this is something you got to see now, because it may not last. It is such a great time to get on a bucking horse. One that really bucks hard and really goes at you. But it's also a lifestyle that my family's revolved around. That's all we do, rodeo. We have to work, but we rodeo. That's our main thing to do. Just a little while ago, I got bucked off right outside of that chute, not very far, and I just laid on the ground with my head like this, like, how the hell did that happen? The horse beat me. She beat me out of there. She got ahead of me. She bucked me off, and I just laid her on the ground, my head like this, going, pretty nice horse. You know, take your hat off to the horse. A little respect for the animal. They beat you. It's a game. It's competitive.
Come on! Come on! Come on!
You got competitors, but you're friendly with your competitors. You're partners. I mean, the guy that's helping you saddle your horse is going to try to beat you. Don't matter. He's going to help you get things right. That's just the way we do it. It's just a cowboy thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
This is the greatest sport in the world. Originated here in this country. And it's tough, and it's fun, and it's a passion. 17 when I started riding bulls. I'll be 34 next month. I got a scar from here to here. Last 4th of July, 42 staples in my belly. A bull stepped underneath my vest and ripped my guts open. Cost me $20,000. So you look at that and you think, all right, I got a 10-year-old boy, I got a wife, job. Should I quit this? Oh, yeah, for about 4 months I did. Got held up, jumped right back out there, and went back at it. That's just life. Go for it. You know, it ain't the life's too short, it's just that you're dead for so long. So get all of it you can. You gotta get it all. That's a good one. That's a great bareback ride.
Doug Davis of Hot Springs, Montana. Barrett Golding's portraits of the Lewis and Clark Trail, 200 years later, are part of the Hearing Voices series, funded in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more audio, images, and interviews from the trail, go to our website, livingonearth.org. And you're listening to NPR's Living on Earth.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the World Media Foundation. Major contributors include the Ford Foundation for reporting on U.S. environment and development issues, and the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation for coverage of Western issues. Support also comes from NPR member stations and Bob Williams and Meg Caldwell, honoring NPR's coverage of environmental and natural resource issues, and in support of the NPR President's Council, and Paul and Marcia Ginsburg in support of excellence in public radio.